KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Officials in Moimbopane say they are stepping up efforts to boost revenue and tackle the municipality's growing debt to Eskom.
It's cost the municipality to have an unfunded budget. We've got an unfunded budget, so anything that we are trying to do, we can't just move forward.
The municipality owes the power utility an estimated 400 million rand. Mayor Maureen Magubane says KZN COCTA recently appointed an administrator to help improve the municipality's finances. The efforts, however, are being hamstrung by the size of the municipality's debts. Magubane says a team has been put together to tackle these problems.
That's what you are trying to see. Why are we having electricity losses? Because in Mpofana, you buy 500 electricity from Eskom, but when you collect, you will collect 300. And you ask yourself, where is this 200 gone to? Is it because of the infrastructure? Now we want to catch the real thing that steals the electricity. Is it the community? Is it the old infrastructure that we have?
One of the suspects in the child abuse case in Gauteng has denied any liability in the alleged global network distributing illicit material. Tiona Mudli and Darren Wilkin face charges linked to the creation and distribution of explicit images depicting the abuse of minors, as well as money laundering. They have continued their bid for bail in the Randburg Magistrates Court. They've denied all charges against them. Masichaba Sifularo is at court.
A web designer by profession, Tiona Moodley admitted she was the creator of the websites in question. However, she says Darren Wilkin took over uploading the content and managing the related transactions and bank accounts. Moodley described herself as a mere puppet of Wilkin's. She also denied trying to destroy evidence as a way to weaken the state's case. Earlier, Wilkin accused the state of using the media to fuel public outrage over his arrest, adding that authorities relied on speculation and have no substantive evidence to oppose his release on bail. Masichaba Sifularo in Randburg.
And more than 420 million pilgrims have ritually taken a dip in the holy rivers at the world's largest religious festival. It's an estimate by India's government. It says authorities organizing the Kumbh Mela calculated the staggering figure using artificial intelligence and surveillance cameras. It's more than the population of the US and Canada combined. The event is a six-week-long Hindu celebration of prayer and bathing in the Triveni Sangam. It's held every 12 years in the northern city of Prayagraj. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took a ritual dip on Wednesday, and there's still more than 2 weeks of the festival left. The top story, officials in Moimbopane say they are stepping up efforts to boost revenue and tackle the municipality's growing debt to Eskom. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.